Lady Mac softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Lady Macs brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And now the Lady Macs pregame show. It's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, and Jason Bovee.
WOGO.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a brand new softball season. 2026 softball and baseball kicks off now here on WOGO Sports. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Jason Bovee. Our intrepid video operators this afternoon and evening are Sam Aberley and Conley Engelmeyer. Back at the WOGO home base in Halley, our audio producer is Dawson Halverson. And it is great to be back to softball. It's great to be playing a game here in March that's guaranteed because it's indoors.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you the last time we played a game in March, Caleb. I think it was probably when we went to Florida back in 2023,
yeah,
a few years back. And, you know, it was a long volleyball season, long basketball season, and now the real season starts.
We'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff in just a few moments here. McDonald and Altoona, former Clover Belt, Western Clover Belt Conference foes, now non-conference. Altoona coming out of the middle border. Of course, a higher division than McDonald. Some great competition for both of these teams. I think both could say, hey, we're going to come out better after this. Coach Jeremiah Bovee, first year at the helm of Altoona, and Coach Rick Ruff, second year at the helm for McDonald. Teams that want to play each other because they make each other better. In fact, they opened the season last year against one another and went to extras, McDonald winning that one by a run in the eighth.
Yeah, I remember that game, and it was a good one. And first year coach Jeremiah Bovee over here, we talked this week. I mean, he's gonna have these girls ready to play. This is going to be a very good game for us to start out the season.
He's got a sophomore in the circle in Piper Berg. And, again, McDonald going with Kelsey Bremnis to start. Though, as Coach Rick Ruff will tell us, they're probably going to pitch by committee here in this one, too. They've got multiple arms. Riley Christensen, of course, got a lot of innings last year. Jasmine Gerber saw some action as well. Probably will see both of them here this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, we've had 8 days of practice, Caleb, and you know, the first week was during spring break, so we had some girls missing, and this week we're missing our senior class due to their class trip, and you're going to see some young names being put in the lineup today, and get to see them hopefully step up a little bit today.
Well, coming up here on our Lady Macs pregame show, we'll have our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find our friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Next up, right after the break, our conversation with Lady Macs head coach Rick Ruff, brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. It's great to be back to softball. We're back from the Sonintake Center in Eau Claire right after this.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Oh. Yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Dreading that call to your mother?
I was talking to Phyllis last Thursday. Oh, was it Monday?
Take her to Roadside Ice Cream and Diner across from the Sonitag. Try Roadside's Buy One, Get One Free barbecue every Monday. Or our Big Burrito on Taco Tuesday, just $5 with chips and salsa. Thursdays, try a Roadside BOGO burger. Or every Friday, 2-for-1 chocolate soft serve cones. Order online at roadsideec.com. Specials no matter what day of the week your mother thinks it is. Roadside Ice Cream and Diner.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission: building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Welcome back to Lady Mac's pregame here on WOGO Sports. As always, we appreciate the time of head coach Rick Ruff of McDonald. Our conversation with Lady Mac's head coach Rick Ruff is brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at GibsonsWaterCare.com. Welcome back to McDonald Lady Mac softball season opener from the beautiful Sonntag Center here in Eau Claire. Altoona, the opponent here with head coach Rick Ruff. And coach, great to be back to softball. Great to see you and the girls again. I'm sure you and your coaching staff feel like, man, it'd be nice to have some more practices before we have a first game. But at some point, you just have to get out there and play.
That is correct. With the spring break being at the beginning of the practice season, and with the girls, a lot of girls being gone, seniors on a class trip, we've been shorthanded. Get as much practice in as we can and make things work.
Coach, a lot of returnees, a lot of strength up the middle, but when you look at the corners, when you look at left and right field, you're going to need to replace a lot from last year. So how do you look at the growth that you're going to need from your young players, and how are you going to lean on the experience that you have up the middle defensively?
Yeah, the experience up the middle is going to have to be the leadership. They're going to have to take charge of the game and make sure everybody's on the same page. But the use that we have in the corners, they really work hard, and expectations are high, and I think we'll be okay.
When you look at pitching, obviously Kelsey Bremnes has been phenomenal for you, but you do have some depth there when needed. How's the pitching staff rotation, so to speak? What do you see early on just in terms of their development?
Yeah, we will pitch by committee probably today with Kelsey, Riley, Jasmine, maybe even Aaliyah. So we've got enough arms. We'll go in there and see what happens.
And finally, coach, just overall, do you see that excitement? I mean, again, many of these girls, three-sport athletes, and kind of this, you know, tail end of the school year, such a brief season, but a chance to, again, hopefully compete at the highest level.
Yes. I mean, the advantage of being at the tail end of the season, these girls have some experience. They've played in some playoff games. They know what all that's about. So we'll be ready to go.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you afterward.
Great. Thank you.
Head coach Rick Ruff, Lady Mac's pregame on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
It's Truck Month at Toyson Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 Truck Month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get three visits included on a two-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
Royal Credit Union creates a positive impact in the lives we touch.
I have such a high respect for the Royal Credit Union name. I was at a point where the piggy bank just didn't do it anymore. I needed to have my money work more wisely for me. I like that they're grounded. They stood the test of time. That means a lot to me. They're not a fly-by-night. They believe in the people. They are a part of the community.
Learn more at rcu.org/royalvalues.
Welcome back inside the Sonntag Center in Eau Claire. McDonald Altoona getting set for the first pitch of the 2026 softball season. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Of course, McDonald wants to start off with a win, a non-conference test. You've got a lot of young players, spring break, senior trip, players that we're going to need to step up regardless, but also with some of those seniors gone. You've got a lot of youth that's going to need to grow up pretty quickly here today.
Yeah, you nailed it, Caleb. That's, you know, my key to the game today is how the younger kids and girls in this lineup are going to do, and especially defensively. And we got to remember, this is game one.
Yeah.
You know, this is not our finished product. Coaches use this as a measuring stick to see, okay, we're here, but we need to get to here. So, looking forward to a good game.
Your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We'll step out and be back as we get closer to first pitch right after this on WOGO Sports.
Energy bills going up? That's not a good feeling. So call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Love your house again, and the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling good too. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Do you feel like you're having a bad hair day every day? Minerals in your water can build up, leaving your hair dry, frizzy, and even discolored. A WaterCare water softener can nip that problem right at the source. Book your free home water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's WaterCare. No long-term contracts. Locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's WaterCare for more details.
We are right to the action here on WOGO Sports as they're starting a little bit early.
1-2 on the current batter.
And good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports, the live video stream on YouTube. Hard shot, pass short. And Altoona will have a base runner aboard with no one out. That was the leadoff batter, Caitlin Dockle, the junior.
That's a bat we talked about, Caleb, that we got to. She's a really good ball player.
Kick in the pitch, showing bunt. Emma Mankey, the sophomore shortstop. And appreciate all the great sponsors making these broadcasts possible, including Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Bunt popped up just behind the plate. And thank you to our video operator, Sam Aberle, along with Conley Engelmeyer, Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO studios in Halley. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Inside the Sonnentag Center here in Eau Claire, so kind of getting used to the setup here. Tap right in front of the plate.
Nice little off-speed pitch by Kelsey there.
And the runner at first is Caitlin Dockel. Had that leadoff single. Strike three in the first punch out of the season for McDonald and Kelsey Bremnes. So Mankey is retired. That'll bring up Kennedy Berg, the senior right fielder. Bats from the right. She hits a deep shot way up into the rafters. And Riley Christensen takes care of that.
Riley making that look easy.
So a fly out to the center fielder for the second out. That was a moonshot. And again, there is a high, high ceiling here inside the Sonnentag.
I'm not sure how they play that, if the rules on that, if they were to
if it hits it. hits the roof.
I know at VSA
strike call
in Halley, it was always a foul ball, and then it was you did it twice, you were out, and it was. It's kind of why I don't think you can play a real official game there.
Braylon Cyberling, the senior second baseman. She hits a shot into foul territory.
There we go.
And that one is gloved by Miranda Johnson to end the inning. We'll step out, be back after this on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. We are back right after this.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Welcome back to McDonald's Softball here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, where Sgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more, large job or small. Call the pros at Sgala Plumbing and Heating. We enter the bottom of the first, no score. Altoona went down 1-2-3-4 after the leadoff hitter Caitlin Dockel got aboard, but then a strikeout, a flyout to center, and a foul out to first baseman Miranda Johnson. Riley Christensen, All-State last year as a sophomore, takes a bouncer right in front of the plate from Piper Berg.
Looking for another exciting year from Riley.
Indeed. Had a great summer. And Piper Berg, just a sophomore, again, delivers a little bit low on the second offering. Behind the dish is Caitlin Dockel, the junior, number four. Again, only batter so far for Altoona to reach base. First-year head coach Jeremiah Bovey. Pitch three is low. And for those on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, we do not have a preseason, and so forgive yours truly for being just a little bit slow here on counting up the balls and strikes. Swing and a miss. Good cut by Riley Christensen, and first strike delivered from Piper Berg.
Coach giving her the green light on the 3-0 there.
Down low, and Riley is aboard. after a four-pitch walk. That'll bring up Taylen Hansen, the freshman playing right field today. Taylen bats from the left.
Very athletic here, I see.
Incredibly athletic. And again, you love that. You love that lefty and their ability to get up the first base line really quickly, especially with Taylen's speed. Takes the first pitch inside. Riley is moving. She will slide into second head first, and Riley Christensen with a stolen base.
I got a first look at Taylen in our winter offseason program there, and she's got a good bat.
Berg delivers outside. 2-0 count now on Taylen Hansen.
Obviously, she's got the confidence from Coach Ruff batting second in this lineup today.
Piper Berg kicking the pitch. That time she caught the edge. Two balls, one strike. And I haven't noticed in here if there is a scoreboard, so I think we're going to have to pay extra attention. Squaring to bunt and dribbling it foul. Make a 2-2 count.
Made it to the game today, and Coach Ruff was asking her if she wanted to run scoreboard, and she said she would, but she was a little afraid of doing the announcing.
2-2 counts on freshman Taylen Hansen. Pitch inside. Works the count full. Riley Christensen is at second. A full count on Taylen Hansen. Freshman outside the box. Again, she's working against sophomore Piper Berg. Payoff pitch is low. Riley Christensen will head back to second as Taylen Hansen takes first.
Good at bat by Taylen there.
And now no one out and runners at first and second for McDonald. Pair of walks issued so far by Piper Berg. That brings up Claire Ruff, the junior shortstop, number 12. We can show you Claire's stats from last year. Strike inside edge of the plate for Claire Ruff. 0-1 the count. Here in this inaugural softball broadcast of the 2026 campaign.
Ooh.
Strike two called. And pretty good crowd on hand, but they are all about 220 feet out beyond us, and so you're not hearing them as much as you might normally. Berg ahead in the count, 0-2. The pitch outside. Runners at first and second. Riley Christensen, leadoff batter, got aboard with a walk, then stole second. Taylen Hansen is at first. Piper Berg, the Altoona sophomore hurler. Her pitch to Claire Ruff. Hard shot that's going to get over the gap at second. And rounding third, heading toward home is Riley Christensen. And Riley scores the opening run for McDonald. Taylen Hansen will move to third, and it's 1-0 the Lady Macs.
Beautiful hit there by Claire right up the middle.
RBI double. One-zero McDonald runners at second and third. That brings up Kelsey Bremnes, the junior, the pitcher. Wears number three and bats from the right. Takes a ball inside. Claire Ruff taking a big lead there at second. You'll notice in the lower left our dugout smile cam. It's brought to you by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. Remember, it's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City. Pitch is low. 2-0 count. Metropolis Resort in Action City, arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more. Plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com. Berg the pitch, and there's a line shot right to center. That's going to score one. Claire Ruff will hold up at third. And into second, a back-to-back pair of doubles for McDonald, and it's 2-0. Kelsey Bremnes.
Solid hit right there by Kels.
So Riley Christensen has scored a run. Taylin Hansen worked her walk and scored a run as well. And McDonald leads 2-0.
It's like coach is going to let his pitcher run the bases. And when you have Kelsey running the bases, she's an excellent base runner. And I get you want to protect your pitcher, but having her running the – I mean, she's so smart running the bases. It's nice to see her out there.
So McDonald leading 2-0 here, bottom of the first. Non-conference action against Altoona. Here on the WOGO Sports Live video stream, good to have you with us. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Back-to-back walks, then back-to-back doubles for the Lady Macs have led to this 2-0 score here in the bottom of the first.
Sioux Falls commit, Lizzie. Congrats to her.
Junior catcher, number 6, bats from the right. Yeah, just announced that last week, I believe.
Yeah.
Ball low. Liebrand takes it. Her first at-bat of the season. Second pitch is a ball as well. Look at Lizzie's numbers last year, 3 home runs, .337 average, 24 runs knocked in. .20 count with 2 on, 2 in. Rise ball high, and Lizzie Liebrandt will see if she has the green light here with a 3-0 count.
Pitcher has to come with one here, but they also have a base open, and I'm sure they know, Lizzie, how good of a hitter she is.
Check, swing, strike called. 3-1 the count. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the first. McDonald leading 2-0. Liebrandt pops one up back toward us and might have ended up on the scoreboard, actually. Full count now, 3-2. 2026 baseball and softball schedule for Chi High McDonald at WOGO.com. Lizzie Liebrandt, the junior catcher, has a full count, takes a rise ball high, and that is the third walk of the first inning drawn by McDonald. And now the bases are loaded up with no one out for the Lady Macs. So Bremnes at second. Claire Ruff has advanced to third. Lizzie Liebrandt now at first.
Looks like Maggie Bowl will be running for our catcher.
All right, so Maggie Bowl at first is the courtesy runner. Ella Amatz, freshman third baseman, number 24, bats from the right.
Oh, that's Aaliyah.
Oh, excuse me. Aaliyah. Playing second base. She'll knock one to short. Throw to first. Gets away from the first baseman. And McDonald's going to plate 2 runs here. And a third will hold at third as Aaliyah Bovey will take advantage of the miscue at first base.
We'll take them how we can get them.
That makes it 4-0 McDonald with runners at second and third. Claire Ruff scored. Kelsey Bremnes scored. Hard shot right past the shortstop. That's going to bring in another run for McDonald. It is 5-0 here in the first inning.
That was the freshman Ella there.
So Ella with an RBI single. And Miranda Johnson now up to the plate for McDonald. Bats from the left. Took a ball. Johnson, a chopper towards second base. Glove flipped to first in time, but a run will come in. And now 6-0 McDonald as Aaliyah Bovee in to score. Inside pitch for strike one. Bryn Wiedemeyer at the plate. Ninth batter of this first inning for McDonald.
The bats are alive.
A pitch and a hard shot deep down the first base line, and that one is going to go out of play. Wiedemeyer saw some action as a freshman last year. Still the bottom of the first inning. When you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. The pitch from Berg. Inside, ball two on Wiedemeyer.
Just a hair low on that pitch, it looked like.
Low and in the dirt, if we had dirt on the synthetic surface. Two and one the count on Bryn Wiedemeyer. Fouls one back to work the count full. Six-zero McDonald here in non-conference action against the Altoona Lady Rails. Another walk drawn. And Wiedemeyer aboard at first. And at third right now, that Maggie Bowl over there is...
It's either Miranda or...
Ella Ahmed, I believe. Yeah. So Riley Christensen, they've batted around here in the first, is at the plate and takes a strike. And we appreciate our hosts here at the Sonnentank. They've got a lot of exciting opportunities coming up, including that spring volleyball match. The Wisconsin Badgers, the Minnesota Gophers, coming up April 10th, I believe. Tickets going on sale the 7th. Just $5 a person.
How cool
Riley
is that?
Christensen sends one foul and out of play.
I'm sure those will sell out quick, Caleb.
Yeah, and again, you can find out more at the Sonnentag's website, but like you said, that one is going to go pretty quickly. So make sure that you are availing yourself of that opportunity to see some of the best softball in the Big Ten and in the country coming our way. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Riley Christensen takes a rise ball high. McDonald leading 6-0 here. Drive towards second, and Riley can't quite beat out the throw to first, but that is going to bring in another run for McDonald, so an RBI for Riley Christensen.
Is that just out number one there?
I believe so. So Riley gets an RBI. And a pop-up by Taylen Hansen.
was number three, so.
Oh, all right. So that ends the inning. We'll step out. Be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire.
I'm not
Dive
sure
into this. Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
Metropolis Resort.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
Welcome and good to have you with us. Top of the second, WOGO Sports live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. First softball broadcast of this 2026 season. And again, bear with us as we are certainly working out some of the kinks here too. But McDonald, they seem to not have many kinks to work out as plating seven runs in the first.
Yeah. I really like the patient at bats. They're not swinging at bad pitches thrown by Altoona, and they're waiting for the, you know, they're getting ahead in counts, and they're swinging at the fastball when the Altoona's being forced to throw. So great first inning.
Piper Berg, the sophomore pitcher, will try to do some damage from the plate to help her cause as she takes strike one. When you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference of the Medicine Shop pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. I think ball one of this at-bat delivered there by Kelsey Bremnes. Got a strikeout in the first. Berg pops one up. Long run up. Taylen Hansen wasn't able to glove it, and Berg will round first and head to second. And for the second inning in a row, leadoff batter is aboard for Altoona. As Berg will reach, courtesy runner will come in.
Taylen was coming in so hard and fast. I think she just came in too hard and had a hard time putting on the brakes and maybe just overran it a hair. It was hard to see from.
So Nevearoff will come up, the junior third baseman number three. Top of the second, runner at second for Altoona. First runner in scoring position as they try to erase this zero on the scoreboard. Leading 7-0. Strike one called. Against Roth. Discover a future of excellence that's rooted in history at McDonald Area Catholic Schools, educating students from pre-K all the way to senior year. McDonald's now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org to apply. Strike two. And quickly ahead in the count is Kelsey Bremnes against Nevearoff.
Kelsey dialed in earlier. It's good to see.
Shot out to left field, and it's going to drop for a base hit. Throw to third, not quite in time. And so runners at second and third with no one out. And a base hit for Nevearoff.
Just out of the reach of Claire there. She, one of those balls I like to call a tweener.
So Altoona in a good position here, trailing 7-0, but at the plates, Cassidy Camistrol, the junior left fielder number 8. Runners at second and third and no one out. So trying to duplicate what McDonald did in the last half inning. Ball outside. Again, we're kind of dependent on the umpire to give us the balls and strikes. Here's no scoreboard to depend on, which That's why you're hearing some of the pauses when I forget the count. Well, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 3-1 is the count. And Cassidy Camistrol, the junior left fielder, number 8, left-handed batter. Check swing. And count has worked full.
And didn't miss by much.
No one out. Two on at second and third, both in scoring position, and a full count here. Base is loaded up now. That's the first walk of the season for Kelsey Bremnes. Brings up Rylan Lutke, the sophomore DP, number 11. Loaded up with no one out for Altoona, trailing 7-0, but looking like they are about to do some damage here. Lutke, the sophomore, batting from the right. And Lutke will send a shot to center field. That's going to plate the first run of the game for Altoona. And it is 7-1. An RBI single for Rylan Lutke. And the Lady Rails on the board. Seven-one McDonald, bringing Lily Duquesne, the senior, at the plate. Big swing and a miss for strike one. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. 1-1 the count on Duquesne. She is ninth in that batting order. Bring up Dockel. We had a leadoff single in the first. Dribbler toward third. Throw to the plate. Not in time. Safe all around, and it's 7-2. Celeste McDonald thought they would run away with this one. The Rails having other ideas.
Big hitter up here with the bases loaded for Altoona. This will be a test.
Dockel, the junior catcher. She's 1-for-1 on the day. Tips one straight back. Still loaded up. For the Rails. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. Where? Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. We're in the top of the second here inside the Sonnentag Center in Eau Claire. Hard line drive all the way back to the fence. That's going to score one, going to score two for Altoona. Sending the runner the third and five across with no one out for the Rails. And we have a ball game here.
Yes, we do.
Dockel drives in three with the double. And that's going to bring a pitcher-catcher conference here.
That's just Lizzie going out, calming her, you know. Kelsey, take a deep breath. You're all right, which she is.
So Dockel 2-for-2. McDonald was able to blank the Rails in the top of the first, but now five across with none out for Altoona. Here in the top of the second. So McDonald scores seven in the bottom of the first. They'll still come up. Again, they batted around. But 7-5 now our score. So Kelsey Bremnes in the circle, the junior for the Lady Macs. Trying to get the first out of the inning. Line drive right toward first. And looking to step on the bag in time is Miranda Johnson. She will. Runner advances to third, but that is that first out of the inning.
Big first out. Nice job, Miranda, stopping that ball and hustling back to the bag.
So, Mankey's retired. And brings up Kennedy Berg, the senior. She had a loud out to center field, and Riley Christensen, her first time up. Takes one low and in the dirt or the grass. Ball one of this at-bat. Runner at third, that is Dockel. Ball two inside for Kelsey Bremnes. Whatever you're in, walking, running, hiking, working, playing, get back to it with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. If an injury or joint pain is holding you back, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to living your best life. Deep shot, and that one is gone. A home run to tie the game for Kennedy Berg. And Altoona has come back with seven of their own.
Looks like we're going to have a shootout here.
Absolutely. Maybe a little bit chilly outside, but the bats are hot here inside the Sonnentag Center. So, seven apiece, and we've got a whole new ball game here, but McDonald still has some work to do. The base is clear, but still just one out. Braylon Seiverling, foul out along the first baseline. The senior second baseman will come back to the plate here. Again, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to living your best life in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. So Kelsey Bremnes facing Seiverling for the second time. Tied at seven here. Seiverling pops one up, and drifting over to make the catch is Aaliyah Bovee. And that is the second out of the inning. So Seiverling is retired for the second time in as many tries here. And she pops out to second, brings up Piper Berg, who started off this inning as Altoona is now batted around. She reached on an error. And Berg kind of started all of this off.
Helping her cause.
Pitch, just catching the outside edge of the plate that time. Her strike one was Kelsey Bremnes. Base is cleared after that two-run homer. Line drive, Riley Christensen drifts over, makes the catch, and that will end the inning. But as we've said, a new ball game as we enter the third. Our new score, McDonald 7, Altoona 7. We're back after this on WOGO Sports, back in 1 minute.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Oh. Yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Dreading that call to your mother?
I was talking to Phyllis last Thursday. Oh, was it Monday?
Take her to Roadside Ice Cream and Diner across from the Sonnetay. Try Roadside's buy one, get one free barbecue every Monday. Or our big burrito on Taco Tuesday, just $5 with chips and salsa. Thursdays, try a Roadside BOGO burger. Or every Friday, 2-for-1 chocolate soft serve cones. Order online at roadsideec.com. Specials no matter what day of the week your mother thinks it is. Roadside Ice Cream and Diner.
Welcome back to McDonald's Softball on WOGO Sports. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Both teams have taken turns batting around. McDonald scored seven in the bottom of the first. Altoona answered back with seven in their top of the second. We are now in the bottom of the second and tied at seven with Claire Ruff at the plate. Piper Berg, the sophomore, we'll see if that big inning settles her down here as Claire Ruff takes an opening salvo for a strike. Ruff had an RBI double in the first. Back-to-back RBI doubles, in fact, between Claire Ruff and Kelsey Bremnes really helped spark the scoring after back-to-back walks from Riley Christensen and Taylan Hansen. Claire Ruff dribbles one to short. Hard throw, and Claire beats it out. Good speed along the first base line. Claire Ruff, call that an infield single, I would think.
Definitely. You know, Piper came with a change up there. Claire did a good job sitting on it and getting in that deep pocket of shortstop, and she hustled and beat it out.
Yankee, a good throw, but again, Claire just had a great jump. 7-7, bottom of the second. Kelsey Bremnes hit that screamer. She's a line drive hitter, that's for sure. Changing speeds, ball one, Piper Berg.
Usually she likes the third baseline.
I know, Rick Ruff always has to have his head on a swivel over there, that's for sure. WOGO Sports, Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovee with you. Fouled back for strike one. Dawson Halverson, our audio producer, the WOGO Studios in Halley. Conley Engelmeyer and Sam Aberle, our video producers. You're inside the Sonnentech Center. We'll be right back here on Tuesday. Bunt laid down right in front of the plate. Throw to first. Yeah. Not in time. Kelsey beat it out. And now runners at first and second for McDonald as Bremnes bunts her way aboard.
Showing some speed there, too.
And as you mentioned, Coach Ruff letting his pitcher run the bases before, and she showed off the speed there. Lizzie Liebrandt, the Sioux Falls commits. Just a junior. And she and Riley both had some great summers playing with the Guardians, I believe, at VSA.
Yep.
Line drive gets into left field, and that's going to send Claire Ruff racing for home. And Ruff will slide in safe, and McDonald retakes the lead 8-7. Now, this is higher scoring here in the first couple innings, but not unlike what we saw last year to start the season, where these teams just kind of went back and forth, and ended up being decided in extras as Lizzie Liebrandt drives in a go-ahead run. So Ruff scores her second run of the day. Ball inside. Still no one out here for McDonald. Runners at second and third, and I'll excuse myself, that was a double for Lizzie Liebrandt. Bremnes has advanced to third.
Get
pop
down.
Up.
Score.
And McDonald plates a run. 9-7.
Nice little loop.
Aaliyah Bovee getting the RBI. And safe at first. So still no one out. And I'll have to ask you as dad to remind me what Aaliyah did the first time up.
She had the hot shot to shortstop, and it was a missed throw by the shortstop, so I don't think we can give her.
So reached on an error.
But yep.
Bovee taking off for seconds, and that's going to bring a run in as the throw gets away out into the outfield. It is 10-7. McDonald. I believe that was Maggie Bull who scored that run. So Maggie came in there for Kelsey. So still nobody out. And a strike to Ella Amet, number 24, just a freshman, batting from the right. And Amet goes down on strikes. And that is just the first out of the inning. So Aaliyah Bovee has advanced to second. Miranda Johnson is now at the plate. One away from McDonald, three runs in. Johnson, the lefty. Miranda just has a look about her, like if she can get a hold of one, she fouls one off.
Miranda's come a long way. She's turning into one heck of a ball player.
Certainly. Some excellent size there. Check swing. Count at 1-2. So still just one out for McDonald with a runner in scoring position at second. Aaliyah Bovee out there. Miranda Johnson, she will swat one to the second baseman, throw to first in time. Bovee will advance to third. They'll hold her there. So two away, and a runner at third with three in so far for McDonald.
Nothing wrong with moving the runner over, and let's see Bryn knock Aaliyah in here.
So Bryn Wiedemeyer. Bats from the right, this sophomore. Trying to bring this back to a sizable advantage for McDonald. After what we saw from Altoona, that outpouring offensively, no lead really feels safe. Inside, taking a ball, Bryn Wiedemeyer. Bottom of the second, 10-7 McDonald. Another ball inside. Aaliyah Bovee, she's got a 3-0 count here. Bryn Wiedemeyer and Aaliyah Bovee at third. First strike taken by Bryn Wiedemeyer, the junior. 10-7 McDonald here in the bottom of the second. Swing and just getting a piece of it to work the count full is Bryn Wiedemeyer. She's the ninth hitter in this order today, the sophomore. She can turn it around for the second straight inning. McDonald will have batted through. Out in foul territory. And we will do it again. Payoff pitch coming up at 3-2. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovee with you on WOGO Sports. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. There's a bouncer, hit to short, hard throw to first, and reaching up and making the catch is Serena Carlson, the junior, and McDonald plates three as we move to the third. Our new score, the Max 10, Altoona 7. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
McDonald softball on WOGO Sports. Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, the feel-good company. Improving comforts and energy efficiency for your home. Chippewa Valley Insulation, insulation siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com. That's ChippewaValleyInsulation.com. Appreciate Warren jumping on board. Great sponsor. He was telling me this week he's coached a lot of these girls on the Altoona side and the McDonald side. So thank you, Warren and Chippewa Valley Insulation, for their sponsorship. It is 10-7 McDonald here in the top of the third. Strike called on Nevaeh Ruff. She bats from the right. Swats it along the third base line and foul toward Coach Jeremiah Bovey. Oh, 2 count here. Lizzie Lee Brandt behind the dish, the catcher. Kelsey Bremnes, the pitcher of that battery, a pair of juniors. Rise ball changing speeds and strike three called. First out of the inning, second punch out.
Nice change up there by Kels. Nice to get that first out of the inning. And
Zaroff goes down on strikes, brings up Cassidy Camistrol, the junior left fielder, number 8. She reached on a walk her last time up. One of the lefties in this lineup for the Railroaders. Inside the beautiful Sonnentake Center here in Eau Claire on Tuesday. So nice, we'll do it twice. A split doubleheader for the Lady Mac, starting a little bit earlier. Big cut and a miss from Camistrol. Ball outside.
I believe it's Somerset and St. Croix Central next
week.
Yeah,
so some good non-conference competition for sure. For the Lady Macs.
Somerset always has a great program.
Another ball taken by Camistrol. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. High in the zone, but a strike called for Kelsey Bremnes. Working that zone here.
We'll take it.
Yeah, didn't know for sure if we'd get that call, but
I'd go to the same spot here again.
Bremnes the pitch, and she missed. That will be a walk issued to Camistrol, who's walked twice in a row. Rylan Lutke, sophomore, the DP, number 11, had an RBI single her last time up in that big 7-run inning for Altoona. She bats from the right with one aboard. Hits one high in the air, and that is going to drift out of play for strike one. I'm going to put on my wish list for Tuesday. We'll just put this out there. If there's anyone watching rather than being here, I'm going to put on my wish list that someone's running the scoreboard on Tuesday. Strike called.
Avery was actually texting me here. You know, is the scoreboard up there? I said, I see the scoreboard, but I don't know how to, I don't think it's plugged in. I think it's right over here. And
I see it too, yeah. It's ready and available to be used.
I said, you're going to have to go through the Altoona dugout to get up here, so I don't know how you're going to do that.
Tipped back. It's nice to see Avery with one of the first McDonald basketball games, Prescott game. And
yeah, she's having a good first year at River Falls and wasn't going to miss this. Season opener for the Lady Max.
Absolutely. Chopper, foul along the third baseline. Ella Ahmet, the freshman over there. And we were talking off the air a little bit just about hot corner over there and how you're going to fill that position. And Ahmet, again, you have a lot of trust in freshmen. I know, of course, we've got seniors and such on senior trip, but swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Kelsey Bremnes. But again, Ahmet, to have the arm and to have the wherewithal for some of those screamers that come down the third base line.
Ella's a girl that I was really excited about coming in this year. She plays a lot of travel ball in the summer, and she's a good ball player.
Lily Duquesne had an RBI single her last time up. She'll get a little piece of this one, and I think it comes back near us. Actually ended up in the McDonald dugout.
Lost that one in the sun, Caleb.
In the fluorescent sun.
Yeah.
You're inside the Sonnentag. So that'll be strike one against Duquesne. Swing and a miss.
Beautiful pitch.
Kelsey Bremnes settling in a little bit here. Her team leading 10-7. Blanked the rails in the first inning, allowed 7 in the second. Now she's hoping to strand a base runner at first. Called strike 3, and that'll end the inning. Kelsey Bremnes preserves McDonald's 3-run lead. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald softball season opener here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Riley Christensen up to bat, the leadoff position. Takes one low as we hit the bottom of the third. Riley had a leadoff walk, stole a base, scored a run. Drove a run in on a sacrifice her last time up in the second. 2-0 count as she takes a pitch low. Riley Christensen, last year All-State player as a sophomore. Give you a look at Riley's stats when we get an opportunity here. She tips one back. 2-1 the count. Coach Rick Ruff along that third baseline. Coach Eric Wiedemeyer. As Riley Christensen will chop one back to first and can't quite beat out the run. The throw, rather. And so Riley is retired for the first out of the inning. I think both pitchers probably settling in a little bit more here.
Yeah, it's nice to see, you know, Kelsey in that last inning. You know, after a tough inning like that, it's this game, as you know, is mental. It's tough to come back, and she did a good job.
Lizzie Liebrand at the plate for McDonald. Excuse me, Taylen Hansen. A freshman playing right field. Bottom of the third here. 17 combined runs have come in. McDonald's 10 of them.
I believe Lizzie was number 9 last year, wasn't she?
Yeah,
I
mean, maybe that's confusing. I think that probably is. Lizzie is 6 this year, so just flipping it around.
Yeah.
Just to make it difficult for broadcasters.
Yep.
Thank you, ladies. Taylen again, the lefty. Trying to be the first base runner aboard here for McDonald. As Hansen will get a large piece of this one and send it out to left field. Is that a fair ball?
No, it kept tailing back.
Just sailed a little bit.
I don't think Taylen heard the call either.
So Hansen will take the bat like a baton from Claire Ruff as she heads back home. We'll stand back in from the left side.
Yeah, I think the same can be said for Berg for Altoona. I think she settled in really good as well, and, I mean, she seems to be throwing a lot better, too.
Again, just a sophomore, Piper Berg, but obviously very talented. Bouncer hit to short and not quite able to outrun the throw to first was Taylen Hansen. Again, she has some good speed and batting from the left, but a good hard throw there by Emma Mankey, and that's the second out of the inning. So McDonald in danger of going down 1-2-3 for the first time here. 6'3 put out. Claire Ruff, the junior. 2 for 2 on the day. And 2 runs scored. Takes the ball. Claire last year, hitting well over 450. Drove in 18. Ruff drives it to the second baseman. Going to be a hard run, and McDonald will go down 1-2-3 as a nice throw that time from Braylon Seiberling to Serena Carlson. We head to the fourth. No change in score. It's McDonald 10, Altoona 7. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac Softball. Good to have you with us.
Do you feel like you're having a bad hair day every day? Minerals in your water can build up, leaving your hair dry, frizzy, and even discolored. A Water Care water softener can nip that problem right at the source. Book your free home water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
And a pitching change for McDonald as we enter the fourth. Jason Kelsey Bremnes in right field, and that's going to put Riley Christensen in the circle.
Talen Hansen, center field.
Talen, of course, great speed. 10-7 our score. Speaking of speed, Riley certainly has plenty of that behind her pitches. Misses outside. At the plate here, Caitlin Dockel. She's done a lot of damage so far for Altoona. Check swing to even the count. Dockel had a 3-RBI double her last time up. It's safely in the first as well. Changing speeds, ball 2 for Riley Christensen. Top of the fourth, McDonald leading 10-7. Coach Ruff let us know that they would be pitching by committee here in the season opener.
That's not
ball
a bad.
Four.
That's not a bad thing, Caleb. It's nice giving. You know, you don't need to come out with your ace and throw 150 pitches on game one. Like you said, there's no preseason. Gradually work them in. You know.
So Emma Mankey comes to the line looking to try to move along Caitlin Dockel, who has not been retired yet, which is kind of what you'd expect from your leadoff hitter. Very tough to put away. Ball 1 from Riley Christensen.
Just like Lizzie, Katie Dockel over there. She's going to be a catcher playing on the next level for sure.
Just a junior as well. Christensen low and inside. Ball 2 on Emma Mankey, the sophomore shortstop. Another talented player, not even an upperclassman. Yeah, both of these teams, I think, have a lot of talent coming up. Ball 3. Good eye there from Mankey. Lower left corner, our dugout smile cam brought to you by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City. The pitch, strike 1. Finding the zone that time, Riley Christensen. Metropolis Resort, Action City, an arcade, trampoline park, Ninja Warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. Popped up and back behind us for strike 2, and Riley Christensen fighting her way back in this at-bat against Emma Mankey. And the count has worked full. Runner at first, no one out. Donald holding on to that 10-7 lead. Both teams have had seven-run innings. Hanke drives it out of play along the first baseline. We'll do it again, another payoff pitch. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, one of our great Keystone sponsors for our WOGO Sports broadcast here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Mankey gets a big piece of this one, and it is all the way back to the fence. Mankey is headed into second with a full head of steam. Dockle is going to be called off at third, so no runs come across, but second and third after a powerful double from Emma Mankey, the sophomore. Beautiful so time run at the plate.
Yeah, beautiful hit there right in the gap. And
so Dockle at third. Mankey at second. Riley Christensen, new pitcher here in the fourth for the Lady Macs. Hooked foul by Kennedy Berg. We mentioned she had allowed out to Riley Christensen in the first and then just walloped a two-run homer as part of that seven-run second for Altoona. 10-7, the Lady Macs for now. Ball low to even the count at 1-1. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. StelterIncorporated.com. A chopper to second. Throw to first in time, but a run will come in. And it is 10-8 as Dockle in to score. Kennedy Berg, her third RBI of the day.
I will trade a run for an out in that inning, or that at-bat. Big first out.
So Berg on the sacrifice. Mankey advances to third. Ball one on Cyberling. Fouled out in the first. Popped out to Aaliyah Bovee at second, her last time up. 10-8, two-run game now. Low and inside. Ball two, issued by Christensen against Cyberling, the senior second baseman. Here on WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovee. With you on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Strike called.
So again, that was up in the zone there. Must be on the upper limit of the strike zone there.
2-1 count. Two balls, two strikes, Riley Christensen. Looking to settle in here for the Lady Macs. 2-2 count, runner at third, one away. Christensen, inside. Count has worked full. Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with them about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. Popped up behind us. We'll do it again. Payoff pitch upcoming. 3-2. Riley Christensen in the circle for McDonald. Here in the fourth. One run has come across. Runner in prime scoring position at third, but just one away. Shot to Claire Ruff. She will throw to first in time, but another run comes across in trade for that second out of the inning as Mankey scores, and it is now just a one-run game. Bases are clear. Cyberling with a sacrifice for the RBI, and that brings up Piper Berg, the sophomore, trying to help her own cause. She'll foul one straight back into the net. Christensen quickly ahead in the count. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. And Wesgala Plumbing and Heating, they offer a wide variety of services, which we'll tell you more about in a moment. Second offering is a ball low. Metropolis Resort in Action City brings you that dugout smile cam. And Wesgala Plumbing and Heating, they repair leaky faucets, they install grab bars, coordinate your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, install air purification systems, and so much more. Chopper hit toward Claire Ruff. She will glove on the run, throw to first in time. And the inning ends with McDonald giving up two, but preserving a one-run lead. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, really, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Looking for a smarter way to save and spend? Royal Credit Union has you covered with the Save and Spend Duo. Bundled checking and high-yield savings for simple, all-in-one banking. Earn 3.00% annual percentage yield on the first $10,000 in high-yield savings with no minimum balance required. Plus, every debit purchase helps you save with Debit Roundup, turning spare change into big savings. Open your Royal Credit Union Save and Spend Duo today at rcu.org/royalbundle. Insured by NCUA.
McDonald Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovee with you inside the gorgeous Sonnentag Center in Eau Claire. It is 10-9 in the Altoona fourth.
Yeah, we just,
they played it too.
We got to keep answering with hits just like they are. And we know we can score runs here.
I believe Piper Berg still out there for Altoona. High ball well out to center field. Lily DeCane makes the play there as Kelsey Bremnes, she is retired for the first time. As we are in the fourth, a fly out to center for Kelsey Bremnes. Before that, she doubled and singled and drove in a run and scored a run. So the first out of the inning. Well, gets away from Berg a little bit there. Lizzie Liebrandt, the junior, she walked in the first, doubled and drove in a run in the second. 10-9 the score. Fouling it straight back, Lizzie Liebrandt. 1-1 the count. Both teams have scored 7 in an inning. McDonald scored 4 in the seconds, but then went down in sequence, 1-2-3 in the third to Piper Berg. Strike 2 called on Lizzie Liebrandt. Just joining us, she's a USF, University of Sioux Falls commit. Excited about that. Going to be playing at the next level, Division II softball. Changing speeds, ball 2, Piper Berg. WOGO Sports, we appreciate all the great sponsors making these broadcasts possible. If you'd like to be one of them, you can contact us through WOGO.com. Chopper, third baseman, throws to first in time. Nevaeh Roff to Serena Carlson. 5-3 on the putouts, and Liebrandt goes down for McDonald.
Great play by the Altoona third baseman there.
5 straight retired for Piper Berg in the last 2 innings. Aaliyah Bovee at the plate. Takes a ball inside. 2 away from McDonald. Bovee hitting in that 6th spot today. Ball 2 to Bovee. Reached on an error in the first. Had an RBI single in the second. Donald has that tenuous 1-run lead, 10-9 here. Bovee gets a nice piece of this one, but sends it foul. 2-1 now the count on Aaliyah Bovee, the junior. Bovee with that high stance. She'll chop one right back toward the pitcher. gets away from the pitcher Berg and away from the first baseman, and Aaliyah is safe at first, reaching on an error for the second time.
That's why we hustle on every single play, Caleb. Nice job beating that one out.
And so Amit comes up, the freshman third baseman, number 24. Ella Amit, and as you mentioned, impressed with her and just so many of these girls putting in a lot of work. Takes ball one. Discover a future of excellence rooted in history at McDonald Area Catholic Schools, educating students from pre-K all the way to senior year. McDonald's now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Amit sends one out to right field. That will end the inning. McDonald gets one aboard, but none across. We head toward the fifth. One-run game, 10-9 McDonald. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports back in 60 seconds.
Energy bills going up? That's not a good feeling. So call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Love your house again, and the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling good too. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
We resume in the Altoona fifth here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Debut softball broadcast here in the spring sports season. Complete sports schedule at WOGO.com.
Woo!
Opening salvo and a hot shot to the hot corner.
Fantastic snag by the young freshman over there on third.
That'll be the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out. Amit makes a great play.
Kind of snow cone that one, and Caleb. And if that one gets through, that's an extra base hit.
So Roth is retired. Brings up Cassidy Camistrol, the junior left fielder. She's reached twice each time on a walk. Ball two to Camistrol from Riley Christensen, who came in last inning. Riley Christensen finds the mark, strike one of this at bat.
Riley looking a little more settled down out there, too, the second inning for her.
Trying to preserve a one-run lead. She misses wide. 3-1 is the count. Camistrol, the junior, her third time at the plate. Takes another strike. That one a little bit higher in the zone there from Riley Christensen. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Pitch. Chop toward third. A bobble by Amit. The throw, and that's a little bit too low for Jasmine Gerber, who's come in at first. And so a runner aboard for Altoona. Go-ahead run is now at the plate. So Camistrol reaches for the third time. And that will bring up Ryan Lutke, the sophomore, the DP, number 11. She had a strikeout her last time up in the third, but singled in a run in the second. Dribbles it foul for strike one of the inning. ABC Supply at Chippewa Falls works side by side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. Thank you, Travis and the team at ABC Supply Chippewa Falls. And we'll have a courtesy runner coming in. I believe Paxton Bryce, the freshman, is coming in for Camistral.
I'd be surprised if Coach Bovey's putting in some speed here to maybe try to move that runner into scoring position here.
So Bryce, the freshman, in to run. One aboard, one out, one run game. Missing for ball two is Riley Christensen. WOGO Sports on YouTube. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, the notification bell. Snap throw to first. Gerber sweeps down the tag, not in time.
Base runner on first, getting a big jump off the bag, and Lizzie just keeping her in check over there.
Fouled off by Lutke. It makes it
sounded like that one.
Honestly, I thought maybe it got her in the shoulder, but
got a piece of the bat and hit her as well, I think.
She looks to be none the worse for the wear. And 10-9 our score here, McDonald. One run lead, fouled up high into the ceiling. Lizzie Lee Grant, actually a really quick glove to grab that one off the carom.
That doesn't count?
It'll work the count full. Full count, one away. Runner at first, payoff pitch for Riley Christensen, fouled straight back. Rizgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services. We've told you about them, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros. Call Rizgala Plumbing and Heating. Another payoff pitch. Slapped foul again.
Nice off speed by Riley there, trying to catch her off guard, and she barely got a piece of that.
Riley Christensen, 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike her out. Riley Christensen, a big punch out for McDonald for the second out of the inning. Fifth strikeout today recorded by McDonald pitching. Lutke goes down, brings up Lily DeCane. Has an RBI single and a strikeout in a 1-for-2 afternoon. The runner at first. Runner looking to move. Strike one called. Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, the feel-good company. Improving comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, swing and a miss. Chippewa Valley Insulation. Start feeling good. ChippewaValleyInsulation.com. 0-2 count. Riley Christensen trying to strand the runner at first. The pitch tips straight back. Count will remain the same.
This is a big batter here for us. Their top of the lineup is on deck, and be nice to get out of this inning.
DeCane, the center fielder. Riley Christensen, the pitch, fouled off again. Good battle here between Riley Christensen and Lily DeCane, a junior against a senior. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools. Learn more at rcu.org. The pitch, swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Riley Christensen, and that ends the inning and strands the runner for Altoona. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Our score, McDonald 10, Altoona 9. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
It's Truck Month at Toyson Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 Truck Month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get three visits included on a two-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
It is the bottom of the fifth. Here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, season debut for your McDonald Lady Max and the Altoona Railroaders. Jasmine Gerber up to the plate for the first time for McDonald, batting for Miranda Johnson. McDonald with a 1-0 lead. Chopper right back to the pitcher, and the throw to first in time as Jasmine is retired. 1-3 on the put out there.
I think Piper Berg has settled in great in this game. I mean, she seems like she's dialed in, and she's gotten better throughout the game, and she's letting her defense make some outs. And
Bryn Wiedemeyer hits the first one foul. Wiedemeyer reached on a walk in the first, ground out to second in the second inning. Ball is low for Berg, who's gone the distance here for Altoona. Riley Christensen on deck for McDonald, trying to get the top of the order, changing speeds, and Wiedemeyer chased it a bit for strike two. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Ball inside from Berg. Evens the count at 2-2. Second and third McDonald broadcast will be on Tuesday, a split doubleheader. Get our complete sports schedule at WOGO.com. Berg the delivery, rise ball high. Laying off it is Wiedemeyer. Count has worked full, 3-2. Donald trying to get the leadoff batter aboard like they did in the first couple innings. Wiedemeyer, she'll drive one through the gap over second, and Bryn Wiedemeyer is aboard, her first hit of the season.
Nice job, Bryn.
The sophomore safely at first, and that'll bring up Riley Christensen here in the fifth. Riley had a walk, a steal, and a run scored in the first. Drove in a run on a sacrifice late in that inning. I believe Riley is still looking for her first hit, though, as she takes ball one. Trying to give McDonald a little insurance here, up 10-9. It's an Altoona team that showed its offensive prowess. Ball two. As Berg, I think, clearly trying to work the edges.
Yeah.
Nibble at the corners, not give Riley Christensen anything juicy to hit here. She certainly has home run power. Riley will chop one toward the shortstop, and it gets through.
Okay,
Wiedemeyer has a hard run toward third, slides in under the tag. No, not in time. Riley Christensen will advance to second, but Wiedemeyer is retired for the second out of the inning. Good throw there to catch Bryn at third.
I think Bryn just hesitated just a little bit, and when she saw the go, it was just a tad too late.
Ball
So two away. As Taylen Hansen takes ball one. Hansen reached on a walk in the first and later scored. Ground out to Emma Mankey at short. Her last time up, Mankey made a good throw. Hansen this time hard shot to second and safe at first and third on the corners for McDonald's. There was just no play there for Braylon Siverling just because of the velocity with which that left the bat.
That second, Taylen Hansen. The second baseman for Altoona did one heck of a job getting to that ball and knocking it down.
I mean, otherwise, that's a run for yep. McDonald. So Claire Ruff, who started out 2-for-2, ground out to second her last time up. Trying to change this 10-9 ball game. Takes ball one low. Ten to nine McDonald here in the bottom of the fifth. Taylen Hansen at first, Riley Christensen at third. Plenty of speed on the bases for Claire Ruff if she can get a hold of one here. Ruff drives it right to second. Easy throw for the putout. And McDonald is retired after stranding a couple. We move to the sixth. Our score remains 10-9, the Lady Max. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
It is a one-run game here in the sixth, and the top of the order for the Altoona Railroaders out of the Middle Border Conference against your McDonald Central Lady Max. 10-9, McDonald. Riley Christensen in the circle. Sails one in a bit high on Kaylin Dockle, the junior, who has been a force at the plate. As you mentioned, she's going to play at the next level, and she's certainly showed us why. Pops one up. Riley Christensen will come over and make the play. And the first out of the inning. And that's been the easiest retirement of Dockle so far here this afternoon.
I think watching the end of the last inning, Riley with those two huge strikeouts, she's getting better as she's gone along here.
Yes.
In this her third inning here pitching.
Emma Mankey, the sophomore. Mankey doubled and scored her last time up. She'll take ball one. Riley Christensen takes a look at that wristband and delivers to Mankey. And low, ball two, good eye from the sophomore. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls works side by side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. The pitch, oh my goodness, Mankey got a big piece of that one as she rips it out to right field, but a nice play by
Kelsey
Bremnes, who is now in right.
It's a good thing that one was right at her. Otherwise, that might have been a gapper if it was
that
over.
That is the second one in a row that Mankey has just absolutely torn the cover off. Oh, that is the second
nice
out of the inning.
Riley.
First strike now on Kennedy Berg, who had a two-run homer back in the second. But as you mentioned, Riley Christensen getting a little confidence here. Strike two against Berg. Riley Christensen trying to go 1-2-3 against the top of the Altoona order. Riley the junior. The kick and the pitch. Line to third. Amit
got through. And so Berg is aboard safely.
Another hard hit ball. I mean, that was a tough play for Ella there on third.
So Berg reaches, brings up Braylon Siverling, the senior. And ABC Supply, Chippewa Falls, ask your contractor. A chopper hit toward third. Amit, this time a high throw and not able to make the play. Jasmine Gerber. Gerber recovers in time to hold the runner at third. So second and third with two away for the Rails, trailing 10-9 here in the sixth. Amit made the play at third, but just a little bit too tall on the throw. And well, Siverling reaches.
Jasmine's a lanky first baseman, too, so she almost had it.
Piper Berg looking to help her cause here. She takes ball one. It's a big spot here for Riley Christensen in the McDonald defense. They needed to settle in. The go-ahead run in scoring position for the Rails. Strike one from Riley Christensen. ABC Supply, Chippewa Falls. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply can support your next project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. ABC Supply, Chippewa Falls, working side by side. Strike with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Thank you, Travis and the team at ABC Supply, Chippewa Falls. 1-2 count with two away. Popped up, reaching for that one. And the play made, and McDonald strands two as we head to the bottom of the sixth. Our score still a one-run game. McDonald 10, Altoona 9. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Oh, yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Dreading that call to your mother?
I was talking to Phyllis last Thursday. Oh, was it Monday? Oh, no!
Take her to Roadside Ice Cream and Diner across from the Sonatag. Try Roadside's buy one, get one free barbecue every Monday. Or our big burrito on Taco Tuesday, just $5 with chips and salsa. Thursdays, try a Roadside BOGO burger. Or every Friday, 2-for-1 chocolate soft serve cones. Order online at roadsideec.com. Specials no matter what day of the week your mother thinks it is. Roadside Ice Cream and Diner.
A fight to the finish here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. 10-9, McDonald stranding two Altoona runners. As Kelsey Bremnes at the plate. She's doubled in a run, singled, then flew out to center field her last time up. We are in the bottom of the sixth, 10-9, McDonald. Piper Berg has gone the distance for the Rails and Coach Jeremiah Bovey. One and one the count. Berg delivers. Outside. Two and one. Piper Berg, just a sophomore for the Rails. Again, after allowing seven runs as she delivers outside, 3-1 the count. Seven runs in the bottom of the first. She really, and did allow four in the second, but three straight scoreless innings for Piper Berg. That's what's kept this game incredibly close. But working a walk, leadoff batter aboard is Bremnes. And she reaches base safely for the third time in four tries. Brings up Lizzie Liebrand. She has walked, doubled. That was an RBI double and then a ground out. To third last time up.
Coach Ruff giving Lizzie some instruction here. Maybe he's going to try and move Kelsey to second here. Let's see.
great base runner, like we've said. And
I think Maggie Bull came in to run for her last time, but Kelsey is running herself this time. Ball outside for Lizzie Lee Brand.
Getting late in the game, it's you know, I don't, this, that's a, I think is a solid move by coach, but leaving a good base runner on the field.
And the McDonald roster will be bolstered with drive by Lizzie Liebrand, and that will drop into the gap in left field. And she's aboard at first. Lizzie Liebrand, a single, brings up Aaliyah Bovey. I'm going to say again, you've got Lauren Buescher, Delaney Smisky coming back, Chloe Flanagan all on that senior trip. And so Maggie Bull is going to come in to run for the catcher. Lizzie Liebrand. So we've got Kelsey Bremnes at second. Still no one out here. Bull now at first. McDonald trying to threaten here. Laying down a beautiful bunt is Aaliyah Bovey. The throw to first in time, but the runners advance to second and third. They'll hold them there, but Aaliyah does her job well. It's team softball. Sacrifice bunt moves them along. That's, again, just the first out of the inning.
Oftentimes I say to myself, you know, what's coach going to do? And I'm like, I was thinking bunt. I didn't really want to say it right away. And Lee did a good job laying that sack bunt down.
Caitlin Dockel will conference in the circle with Piper Berg. In fact, the infield will come in. Give us time to let you know that you can discover a future of excellence rooted in history at McDonald Area Catholic Schools, educating students from pre-K all the way to senior year. McDonald's now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org today. Ella Amitz, talented young freshman third baseman. And she will immediately swat it into the gap. That's going to bring in a run for McDonald. 11-9. Amit comes through for the Lady Macs.
Heads up play by Ella. She saw the throw coming into home, and she took second base as well. Nice job, Ella.
So the RBI for Ella Amit. I believe that's her second hit. Brings up Miranda Johnson here in the sixth with McDonald leading by two, one away, runners at second and third.
Did she re-enter in Jasmine's spot?
I do believe so. Johnson and Jasmine Gerber have traded places a couple times.
Much like that rotation we saw last year with Miranda and Kiara.
Yeah, again in different spots. Putting in his lefty here against Piper Berg. Big cut for strike two. Two in scoring position for McDonald, and you talk about insurance. Speaking of which, we could use an insurance-run sponsor if anyone owns an insurance company and wants to jump in on that, or else.
As that's a big hit.
Dropping it into center field, Miranda Johnson. Maggie Bull comes in to score. It is 12-9. McDonald. Miranda Johnson comes through for the Lady Macs. So Johnson, the RBI. Now she's at first. Maggie Bull came around to score for McDonald, their 12th run in this season opener. Still just one out and runners at the corners. Miranda with the single brings up Bryn Wiedemeyer. She's single. Her last time up. Sends one sky high and out of play along the first base line.
Just behind that pitch a little bit. If she can get out in front a little more, she's going to be right on it.
Bryn Wiedemeyer walked her first time out. Ground out next in the second. Then singled in the fifth. See if she's dialed in here in the sixth. The runner in scoring position at third and just one away. Brent fouls one back. For strike two of this at bat against Piper Berg, the sophomore. Split doubleheader on Tuesday. McDonald softball again. Chi-High McDonald baseball and softball. Complete schedule at wogo.com. Changing speeds, Piper Berg, and laying off that one is Bryn Wiedemeyer. Coming up after the game, we'll have the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Hopefully talking about a 1-0 start for McDonald. Good battle here between the Lady Macs and the Rails.
Good.
Wiedemeyer sends it all the way to the fence. And that's going to bring in another run for McDonald. Big piece of hitting there from Bryn Wiedemeyer. 13-9 McDonald. They've been shut out for three straight innings. And now first and second with just one away.
She got a hold of that one, Caleb.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a pause in my voice as I wondered if maybe that one would go out.
I almost thought it was, I mean, it was hard for me to see, but it almost looked like it was caught. But
again, staring through the netting here, our view is a little bit obstructed, but the best we can. Runners at first and second. 13-9 McDonald. One out, two on. And we're back to the top of the order with Riley Christensen. Doubled her last time up. Riley will send this one out deep to center field. Actually drifting a little back there from the second base position was Braylon Seiverling, and Riley's retired for the second out of the inning. I should have said high rather than deep would have been more appropriate as Taylen Hansen comes up.
Well, that was out there a little bit.
Taylen Hansen takes ball one. One in scoring position, two on for McDonald. Taylen singled her last time up. It's a good rip at this one, but fouls it off to even it at one ball and one strike. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Three generations of turning dreams into reality. Mm. Strike call on Taylen Hansen.
Nice pitch there by Berg.
13-9, McDonald. Led by just a single run not too long ago. Four-run lead for the Lady Macs down to their final out here in the sixth, but trying to extend the sixth inning. And they've scored in bunches today. Taylen Hansen nails one right back up the middle to the second baseman and tagging out the runner at second for the final out of the inning will send us to the seventh final inning coming up in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports. McDonald plates three to go ahead 13-9. We're back in 60 on WOGO. This is Lady Mac Softball.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
McDonald Lady Mac softball on WOGO Sports. The Lady Macs have opened up a four-run advantage. Riley Christensen still in the circle for McDonald and whistles in a strike to open this at bat.
Riley earning the right here to get these last three outs. I think she's pitched fantastic here today.
Fouled along the third baseline for strike two. Nevaeh Roth, the junior third baseman. She singled back in the second, struck out in the third, And a line out that Ella Ahmet made a great play on her last time up in the fifth. So Riley Christensen quickly ahead in the count. 0-2. Riley the pitch, changing speeds there. Couldn't quite catch Ruff sleeping. Riley's had a couple punch outs. Four in the season debut for Kelsey Bremnes. Christensen the pitch is low. Two balls, two strikes. Riley came in the fourth. Christensen the junior. The kick and the pitch. Ruff gets a big piece of that one. Sends it deep into left field. And looking for a stand-up triple, and Ruff wins a long battle. And the leadoff hitter in scoring position for Altoona. So an opening triple for Nevaeh Ruff after she was down 0-2 in the count. Camistrell comes in, the junior. Couple walks and reached on an error, so she hasn't been retired yet. 13-9. Altoona scored seven back in the second, two in the fourth. They've been blank the last couple innings. Strike one. Rails trying to send this one to extras just like last year. Riley Christensen inside.
Inside and high.
And high
just
as well,
a little,
too.
I mean, he's like that. I mean, he's been consistent with that high pitch. And
so Riley right back ahead in the count, 0-2. Fouled off.
But I was going to have
coming
to
back
save
toward
you
us. Yes, as I was trying to change the camera angle. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Riley Christensen, the 0-2 pitch is low. One ball, two strikes. Riley Christensen against Cassidy Camistrell. No one out. Four-run lead for McDonnell. The opening hitter at third base. The pitch. Another hard hit ball out to center field, and a run comes in to make it 13-10. And the rally starting here for Altoona. Now aboard at first base is Camistrell. Just a three-run game as Lutke coming up. They'll try to flip it back to the top of the order. It's an RBI single for Cassidy Camistrell. Nevaeh Ruff after that leadoff triple. Hard hit ball to Claire Ruff. Ruff throws to second, turning for a double play, not quite. McDonald gets one.
So close.
The first out of the inning. Claire Ruff quickly flipping there to Aaliyah Bovey, and Bovey over to Jasmine Gerber at first with the stretch. Couldn't quite get that second out.
We'll take the out, though, that's for sure.
So fielder's choice for Lukey. Little blooper to Claire Ruff. She will throw to Gerber for the second out of the inning.
Again, that runner on second means nothing right now, and just focus on getting this last out.
6-3 on the putout. And back to the top of the order with Caitlin Dockel. If you're going to end the game, you got to earn it against Dockel. Runner at second now. Strike one for Riley Christensen. And just kind of seeing the competitor that Riley is, I think she likes being in the spot where you got to get the final out of the inning against arguably their number one hitter.
For sure.
Christensen the pitch, offers low, 1-1.
And knowing Riley's mindset, like Katie Dockel, you know, that's their best player. I want this. You know, I'm going to go after it.
1-1 count. Strike two called. Altoona down to their final strike here. 13-10 McDonald, runner at second. 1-2 count. The pitch. Dribbled over toward third. The throw to first in time, and McDonald wins it 13-10 in a hard-fought game here against Altoona. We'll come back right after this with the Post-Glass post-game show. Also, the 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. The Post-Glass post-game show and our conversation with head coach Rick Ruff, highlights and more, all brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. Great game here for the Lady Macs and Altoona. Both squads walking away from this one better. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
It's Truck Month at Toyce & Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 Truck Month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get three visits included on a two-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyce & Ford.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Welcome back. Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff when we get an opportunity here. Jason Bovey, certainly, as we mentioned before, I will say readily available on the tip of my tongue here, it was not my crowning moment in terms of a broadcast here, first game of the season, but the Lady Macs looked a lot better than I sounded and than I did technically here, and put 13 runs across against Altoona. It was an entertaining, competitive game.
Yeah, I mean, hats off to Altoona. I mean, these are the games we want to play. Like we talked pregame, you know, we knew we weren't going to be perfect today.
Yeah.
I was happy with what I saw out of Kelsey. I was really impressed with Riley coming in, and you know, it like I said, it's kind of a measuring stick to start the season. Like, this is where we are.
Yeah.
We know we have some things to work on, and we will. And, you know, just to be in these types of games, like you've mentioned in basketball with Sally and you know, these are the games we want to play.
Yeah.
Those tight games, last inning games, when you need to make the final outs, those go a long way.
I mean, 21 outs, and that's, again, one of these cliches, you know, baseball 27 outs in the pros, but you talk about 21 outs at the high school level, too, and cliches are cliches for a reason, because they're true, and so you can't duck or hide from the fact that you got to get 21 outs, and it doesn't matter. Again, if you score 7 runs in the bottom of the first, you've got to get 21 outs to end the game, and again, we saw Altoona battle back. We had a 7-run given-up inning of our own here on the McDonald side, too, but we just saw, again, both teams settling in a little bit. I mean, for crying out loud, it's March 26th. You know, it's very early here, and both of these coaches, I think, can say, hey, we've got plenty to work on in the practices coming up, but certainly some things to say, hey, we saw some really nice signs on both sides here today.
And keep in mind, Caleb, we have some senior leadership that is out on their class trip, like yeah. we mentioned, and, you know, getting those girls back. And inserting those, you know, each one of those girls is gonna contribute and play key roles for this team. So I mean, that's gonna help. But it was nice seeing some younger girls get some time here today. Bryn, you know, played fantastic. I mean, Ella, Taylan. I mean,
yeah,
that was one of our keys.
I mean, first varsity game for these freshmen.
That is, I mean, that's, I don't care who you are, that's, you're gonna be nervous.
Yeah.
And mistakes are going to happen, especially in this game. It's just how you overcome those mistakes and become better after that.
This is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Don't go away. We'll see if we can chat with head coach Rick Ruff and also our 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game coming up after our final break here on WOGO Sports. Don't go anywhere. We're back right after this.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wirzgala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
Royal Credit Union creates a positive impact in the lives we touch.
I have such a high respect for the Royal Credit Union name. I was at a point where the piggy bank just didn't do it anymore. I needed to have my money work more wisely for me. I like that they're grounded. They stood the test of time. That means a lot to me. They're not a fly by night. They believe in the people. They are a part of the community.
Learn more at rcu.org/royalvalues.
Energy bills going up? That's not a good feeling. So call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Love your house again, and the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling good too. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
Do you feel like you're having a bad hair day every day? Minerals in your water can build up, leaving your hair dry, frizzy, and even discolored. A WaterCare water softener can nip that problem right at the source. Book your free home water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's WaterCare. No long-term contracts. Locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's WaterCare for more details.
This is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. And despite all the stuff that I messed up on the broadcast today, Coach Rick Ruff still remembered to come over and see us here in the Post Game Show. So, Coach, we appreciate your time. And again, first game of the season, it's March, just again, fantastic to be here at the Sonnentag, to be able to get this game in too, and always ups and downs, scoring seven runs in an inning, giving up seven runs in an inning. But again, we saw veteran players settle in for you. We saw young players make some really nice contributions.
Yes, this is a team. This is going to have to be a team event all the way through. We're going to have to continue to get better as a team individually, They're willing to work hard.
What did you like the most about what you saw from young and veteran players today? What'd you say, hey, this is something we can build on going into next week?
The communication was awesome today. The girls did a great job of talking through mistakes when they're on the field without having to have input from a coach. We have great leaders out there, and we have girls that want to get better and want to learn.
What did you like about what you saw in the circle here today? So, again, two juniors out there, Kelsey Bremnes striking out four, Riley Christensen coming in and doing a real nice job. It seemed like, again, after Riley settled in, made some really good pitches in key spots for you as well. Both of them, had ups and downs, but both of them overall, I think, a strong first game.
Yeah, but Kelsey is Kelsey. We know what we're going to get from her every time out. Even early in the season, she's always ready to go. Riley, she's been on vacation for a while, so she's missed quite a few practices, but she's been here, and she's doing what she needs to do to get ready as fast as she can.
And certainly nice, too, again, with some of those seniors, it'll be great to have some of that leadership coming back as well, too, but you put some freshmen out there in spots, both at the plate, but Ella Ahmet making some really nice plays over there at third as well, too. And just nice to see, again, the girls come in, Maggie Bull coming in and running well. Just every single player that you have out there has a important role, and whether they're coming in one time in the game as a courtesy runner or they're out there at the hot corner or all throughout, they need to be ready when the ball comes their way and when the opportunity comes their way. And I think we saw, again, some really encouraging signs from some talented young people.
Yes, baptism by fire. You just got to throw them in there. You got to live with mistakes. And like I said, with the group that they are and how willing they are to work with each other and learn, we're going to get better every day.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to seeing you guys for a split doubleheader right back here on Tuesday, and again, some quality non-conference competition that you play at the beginning of the season, and it's great to be able to get these games in and say, hey, before we go into the gauntlet that is our own conference, we're going to play some teams that will stretch us and make us better, and hopefully we're doing the same for them.
Yes, I mean, that's what this is about. Like you said, there's no preseason for us, but this is the pre-conference, so it gives us a chance to work on some things and get some things straightened up.
Coach, we appreciate your time very much, as always, and we'll see you Tuesday.
All right, well, thank you.
That's head coach Rick Ruff here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll take a quick one-minute break and be back after this on WOGO Sports, back in 60 seconds.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home. But have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. But whole home air purification systems from Wurzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to Wurzgalla.com.
Again, thank you to the beautiful Sonitec Center in Eau Claire, our hosts here for this debut broadcast for McDonald softball as they get the win 13-10 over Altoona. Time for today's Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with clear monitored home security systems. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. Let's hear some of those Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. Riley Christensen, 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike her out. Riley Christensen, a big punch out for McDonald for the second out of the inning. Fifth strikeout today recorded by McDonald pitching. Good battle here between Riley Christensen and Lily Duquesne, a junior against a senior. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools. Learn more at rcu.org. The pitch, swing and a miss, another strikeout for Riley Christensen, and that ends the inning and strands the runner for Altoona. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Our score, McDonald 10, Altoona 9. We're
on your appliance.
.org today. Ella Amitz, talented young freshman third baseman. And she will immediately swat it into the gap. That's going to bring in a run for McDonald. 11-9. Amit comes through for the Lady Max.
Heads up play by Ella. She saw the throw coming into home, and she took second base as well. Nice job, Ella. That's a big hit.
Dropping it into center field. Miranda Johnson. Maggie Bull comes in to score. It is 12-9. McDonald. And that's part of how it sounded here on WOGO Sports. Again, view the complete replay on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel, 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom FiberFast Plays of the Game. Well, ups and downs on the field, ups and downs in the broadcast here. But you know what? It's a new day and a new week coming up, and always nice to have a 1-0 start to the season. And McDonald gets it 13-10 here, Jason, and looking forward to, again, that split doubleheader. A little bit earlier start on Tuesday. We'll be right back here at the Sonitec with McDonald, and great to have you back in the saddle here as well, too. I know you and I have been looking forward to this for quite a while.
For sure. You know, I've been texting you during a lot of the basketball games, and it's nice to be back. You know, we saw these girls make mistakes. We made a few mistakes here.
Not you, but me, plenty.
You're doing 1,000 things, so I don't think people really realize how many different things you're doing here. So, and I appreciate, you know, everything you and WOGO does for our school. And you know, lastly, thank the Sonitec for letting us be a part of some, you know, what a beautiful facility. I mean, I know you were here calling a game for basketball.
Yeah.
I was in the stands, and it's such a beautiful complex, and we're lucky to be able to play at, you know, get a couple games under our belt.
Yeah, again, shout out to Athletic Director Bryce Meverden as well, too, for making contacts and saying, hey, let's do this so the girls can play games guaranteed early on in the season. And again, I just, like you mentioned, I have to give a shout out to the Sonitec here, Steve Kirk, the general manager, and just the entire staff. They are just so welcoming, and not just, well, you can broadcast if you want to, but saying, yeah, absolutely, you're welcome here. And just highlighting this gorgeous, gorgeous facilities. You can kind of see, you know, the shot here, just beautiful for UW Eau Claire, beautiful for our city and our county, our area here. And again, check out all the events at the Sonitec, the Eau Claire Axemen. Again, as we've mentioned before, two really, really cool we're in the fieldhouse section, but over in the basketball court area, of course, they've got great concerts there. But that spring match between Wisconsin and Minnesota, Big Ten volleyball, are you kidding me? Coming right here to Eau Claire, and tickets very reasonable. I mean, $5 as well, too. So again, we expect those to sell very quickly. I believe that April 7th is the date when those go on sale, and the match is the 10th. But really, really cool to see some of the events here at the Sonitec, and so just can't thank them enough for their open arms to welcoming our broadcast and what they do support high school sports, because it's really cool for high school kids to be able to play in these settings as well, too. And it was a lot of fun, and so nice. We'll do it twice on Tuesday.
Yeah. Big first win, and I don't think we mentioned, but the Brewers also won today.
Yeah, should have mentioned that as well, too. McDonald almost put up as many runs as the Brewers did.
Right.
So. Well, great to get an opening day win, and great to have all of you with us here on WOGO Sports. Shout out to our audio producer, Dawson Halverson, back at the WOGO Studios in Halley, and Conley Engelmeyer and Sam Averly, our video producers, and a huge shout out as well to every single sponsor, advertiser that you hear and see during these WOGO Radio and WOGO Sports Live video streaming broadcasts. They make it possible for us to follow our Chi High and McDonald teams wherever they may go, and we appreciate them very, very much for their investment in the future, their investment in the kids, the community, and high school sports. For Jason Bovey, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from the Son and Tank Center in Eau Claire. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Max moved to 1-0 on the softball season in their season opener. Your final, McDonald 13 and Altoona 10. This has been McDonald Lady Max Softball presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from the Son and Tank.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Lady Max brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. This has been McDonald's Softball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.